I want you to declare, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have a heart that perceives.
I have a heart that perceives.
My ears are open.
My ears are open.
And this word is for me.
And this word is for me.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I want to take you on a short journey with the word in Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 is the glory of Zion. And a lot of people don't realize that Zion is not the Zionist movement. Because there's a lot of political people that are, let's say, upset about the Zionist movement. Because they feel that there's a lot of politics involved in it. And I'm not saying there is or isn't. I don't think that's the part that's important. What I want to tell you is that Zion is a people. It's a group. They are called to go higher than the normal. They are asked of God to obey Him and not man. And you're going to find that it's going to be speaking about what God is about to do in the earth, and why there's such a war against the United States of America and the Christians, and obviously the Jew. They have one thing in common. They want to obey the Lord, and they're waiting for the Messiah. Some are waiting for the second time of His return, and the Jews are waiting for the first time because they can't connect the dots.
Amen.
And that's not their problem, because you see, God knows their hearts. Amen?
Amen?
But we are the church. And I want you to see verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. It's not about them. It's about us. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness over the people. Did you ever try to talk to about Jesus to somebody that doesn't want to hear about it? Thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. His glory appears over you. Over. Yeah. You radiate light. I'm not being slapped. That's not nice. I'm picking on Joe, and it's okay.
He loves it.
He loves it, huh? All right. The Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Watch 3. Nations will come to your light, and kings to your brightness of your dawn. Nations. I can tell you that when the Lord was forming this corporate structure, I didn't want to put in for all nations because I thought it was a long name, and that was a lot of character and a lot of reasoning that went into it. But the Lord told me, it's not about you. This is not your church. This is my church, and my church is for all nations. So I took a back seat and put the box in the trunk and let Him have His way. Verse 4. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Oh. So the radiation is coming out of?
Us.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to walk into a witch's coven with a bunch of warlocks, they have already been trained to open their eyes, and they can see your light.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Why aren't your eyes open? Because you don't ask. Yeah, I'm bold. I can tell you. You don't ask. And if you ask, you ask for the wrong motives. Mm-hmm. It's to please yourself. I can remember when I was very nosy and I said to the Lord, somebody had an open vision. They saw in the realm of the Spirit. And they saw the glory of God at Grace Church of Christ. And this kid was as jealous as a peacock. And I said, God, she's not the only one that's going to get it. I want it. That includes color folks. You can be jealous too. It's good. Being jealous for the things of God is the biggest gift you could get. So, I really, you know, kind of pounded on the Lord's door and I said, I'm not satisfied. I want it all. A few weeks later, I had a late appointment and it was on a Wednesday night and I went up into the sanctuary, sat down. And as I sat down about halfway into the sanctuary, I thought there was something wrong with my glasses. Mm-hmm. So I took them off and I wiped them. And to my surprise, even with my eyes open, the whole church was full of fog. Mm-hmm. Okay? The whole church. Put the glasses back on, the fog got bigger. And to my surprise, I can't tell you if it's the first or second time, because it happened many times. I'm watching Gino at the pulpit, and all I can see is he's preaching. I can't see any of the pulpit. The pulpit's gone. I can see the radiating light around him. And if the witches and warlocks have that gift, what is wrong with the church?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Sleep. You see, all these gifts are written thousands of years ago so that you can, I can change the future.
Amen.
He doesn't want what you had yesterday in the church to be tomorrow's agenda. That's upside down. Please say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm forcing you into it. Watch. Lift up your eyes and look about you, all assembled to come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The next part, you better really look because it is written. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you. The riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land. Young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. You say, well, that was for Solomon. No! This is a prophetic word for Zion. It's the church. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. 7. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you. Really? They will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. Who will do it? The Lord. I will. Who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their nests? Didn't I hear about a dove just showing up? Surely the islands look to me. In the lead are the ships of Tarshish, bringing your sons from afar. Watch what they're bringing. Their silver and gold to the honor of the Lord your God, to the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Foreigners will rebuild your walls and their kings will serve you. Didn't that sound like Trump? Though in anger I struck you, in favor I will show you compassion. Your gates will always stand open. They will never be shut, day or night, so that men may bring you the wealth of the nations. Their kings led in triumphal procession. For the nations or kingdoms that will not serve you will perish. It will be utterly ruined. That's the future of the stubborn resistance against what God has planned. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the pine, the fir, and the cypress, there together, to adorn the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet. The sons of your oppressors will come bowing before you. All who despise you will bow down at your feet. All who despise you will bow down at your feet and will call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Ooh, that's my future, isn't it? And you wonder why you're having a little bit of a struggle sometimes. Although you have been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. In other words, what was in Solomon's day will be outdone.
Thy latter days will be better than the former.
You will drink the milk of nations and be nursed at royal breasts. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring you gold and silver in place of iron. Instead of wood, I will bring you bronze and iron in place of stones. I will make peace your governor and righteousness your ruler. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders. Borders? Wow. But you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end.
Amen.
Then will all your people be righteous. Ha ha. You can declare that now. You're righteous because of what he's done in you.
Amen.
You're righteous because of the blood covering of all your sin. He can't see it. Why are you picking on yourself? Because he can't see it. Why are you looking at it? What are you staring at? Your old nature? Shame on you. I know I'm picking on some of you, but I'm doing it on purpose because, you see, I had to practice to change it. I had to continually forgive myself so that I could see God's light in me. You say, are you radiating? I have. Has the light been seen around you? Yes. Is it available to everyone in this room? Absolutely. You just need to be jealous for the things of God. Then will all people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hand for the display of my splendor. The least of you will become 1,000. Woo-hoo. The smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. Yeah. In its time, I will do it. It's not you that's going to do it. It's him in you. I don't know how else to pound that home. But to realize how much of a change that is about to take place in the earth when his manifestation starts coming alive, you can see it happening. Just when the Golan Heights were given the go-ahead. Yeah. I was there at the Golan Heights. We drove to the top. You could see Damascus. Our tour guide said there's enough buried bombs in this piece of land that the animals in the middle of the night that are grazing literally explode themselves. Yeah. That's from the 1967 war. They've never been able to clean it up because it's a piece of land that was under what you could call debate. No man's land. Now I understand that they're dedicating it to President Trump. Wow. Wow. It's not advertising a man. It's advertising the Lord.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You see, if you take a good look at what the church has been and you get a little discouraged, I don't blame you. But I want you to look ahead to what the church will become so that you will have a new outlook. Did you ever look at the church with a critical eye? I have. Yeah. And I get quite discouraged if I look around. But if I look forward, I get encouraged. Because every single one of us has a part to play. Amen. You say, I didn't know I was auditioning. You are. You know who's watching?
Yes.
Those angels, they're going to report. Yeah. Have you lost a few battles? I have. I could change the word and make it many. But what I am saying to you is if you start looking back, you're wasting time. Mm-hmm. If you look ahead, you will be encouraged because that word is for you. It's for the church. It's for the people of Zion. The people of Zion were designed by God to be much higher than the average people in the church. You say, well, there's levels in the church? Well, if you take a good example, and I shared this with somebody this past few weeks. When Jesus went on top of the mountain, he brought only three of the 12 to the top. Peter, James, and John. Why did he choose only three to go up?
Mm-hmm. They were closest to him.
The others couldn't handle it. They were so busy looking at their own ministry, they weren't interested in going any higher. Yeah. When you and I are looking at ourselves, we cancel our future. When we look at him and what he's capable of doing with a little lady going to a restaurant and then talking to a stranger for 2.5 hours to build her up, that could be your future if you obey to open your mouth. What do you have to lose when you close your mouth? Maybe a future friend. Maybe an associate that needs what you have, and maybe they have something you need. Instead of being cooped up in your circumstances, maybe you better stretch a little. See what the Lord tells you to do. Maybe you're supposed to bake a chocolate cake with frosting for somebody's birthday or a welcome home party. You getting it? Maybe you're supposed to be an active church instead of a dead church. Just maybe. There are times that you're going to watch the Lord use you and you're going to be awed at his ability if you give him a chance. I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes and put your hand on your belly. Say, Lord Jesus, inside of me is a piece of the eternal one. It's time to blossom.
It's time to blossom.
It's time for me to mature.
It's time for me to mature.
A childish lifestyle.
Childish lifestyle.
Is behind me.
Is behind me.
I'm learning to let him mature me.
To let him mature me.
So that I can be an adult in Christ.
So I can be an adult in Christ.
And do the work.
And do the work.
That he's commissioned for me to do.
That he's commissioned for me to do.
And it's not too hard.
And it's not too hard.
It's not too big.
It's not too big.
It's just me giving in.
It's just me giving in.
To the inner part of my heart.
To the inner part of my heart.
And let his love flow.
And let his love flow.
To the broken people he brings to me.
To the broken people he brings to me.
And I can lift them up.
And I can lift them up.
Encourage them.
Encourage them.
And do whatever needs to be done.
And do whatever needs to be done.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
That was a dangerous prayer, but it's the truth. Okay? Some of you have been guided through that prayer. And it means nothing right now. I'm being honest. Everything is established in the church with two or three witnesses. So if you're led of the Lord to re-pray that prayer tonight, do it with boldness and mean it. And if you're like me, you might have to write it down so that you can rehearse it several times in a few weeks. So that when you rehearse it, it becomes your prayer. Not the one that I led you through. I'm giving you an example. I am giving you an option if you want to use it. It's got to come from your heart to change the future. I've been leading people through prayer many, many years. And I'll tell you, some, it was like gone. They walk out the door and they go right back to what they were. But there were a few that were serious and they wanted to mature. And they got nosy and find out what Zion is. Be nosy. Look it up. Amen?
Amen.
You have more? Good. No? Oh, okay. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
take me home safe.
Take me home safe.
Show me what to do in the days ahead.
Show me what to do in the days ahead.
I'm learning to let him mature me.
I'm learning to let him mature me.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen. I want to remind you about the big happening with Mr. Graham and